I'm just kind of curious, how do you approach a patient, Mario, who has symptomatic metastatic disease, who's progressing on docetaxel? What's your usual next move? And what do you do in the older patient who's chemotherapy adverse, or you're adverse to giving them chemo?
Well, I think that's a good question. So of course, now that we have abiraterones and enzalutamides coming in and some clinical trials in that subset of patients with similar compounds, it's not always easy to go and move forward with another compound that is similar to the first one and does have more toxicity than the first one, a life-threatening toxicity. So this is what I do. If a patient has had a very good response to docetaxel and progressed around the time where we usually see the progression to docetaxel, and the patient is well in general, that is, no pain, performance status is good, and motivated, was helped clinically by the initial treatment with docetaxel, I would offer cabazitaxel. I think that's the only cytotoxic chemotherapy that in that setting has shown to prolong survival. Of course, another option would be to administer docetaxel. I would offer docetaxel for those patients who responded to docetaxel, and as everybody else here, we'd give them a break somewhere between the fifth and the seventh cycle or so treatment. And if they didn't progress, certainly that's an option, particularly since the tolerance, if the tolerance was very good, that's certainly another option. But now that we have the abiraterones, the enzalutamides, it's tempting to actually offer these compounds for those that haven't had it, to offer them before we move to the next chemotherapy setting. I think that there's still a major room for clinical trial in patients who fail first-line chemotherapy.
Susan, how do you approach a patient who's progressing on first-line chemo, symptomatic?
I will usually go for an investigational trial.
And no trials available?
Then I will go to cabazi as my choice, or then mitoxantrone.
What are your thoughts about enzalutamide or abiraterone in a patient like that?
It all depends on what they're able to tolerate. Some patients get extremely nervous, and they're so fearful that if they've already failed bicalutamide, how could this possibly work for them? Many of them may have already had abiraterone in the pre-chemotherapy stage, so that may preclude me, or I could try to rechallenge them. But again, you know, we're mixing and matching, which is going to be a problem as we go forward in terms of really maintaining the purity of our patient populations.
So, Rob, the patient gets docetaxel first line, symptomatic, but progresses.
Well, I mean, now the answer for me would be abi, almost certainly, but I think...
Abi or enzalutamide?
Well, it would be abi because I can give abi now. I think enzalutamide would be an equally appropriate choice, but that's not relevant. You're going to come right back to the same thing in 2 years, because in 2 years from now, everybody's going to get these. There's going to get enzalutamide and abi up front. They're going to get docetaxel later, and then the issues about post-docetaxel management are going to come back, but alpha-radin is going to be around. So it's going to be, again, the same discussion now, but a little bit further down the stream because their secondary hormonal therapies are going to be already used.
William?
You didn't ask this question, but I've been asked this question. Is chemotherapy going away? And I think the answer is no. And I think the answer is no because there's clearly a subset of patients who get tremendous benefit from chemotherapy. This gets back to the question of whether we can predict those patients, because there's clearly other patients who suffer from chemotherapy and don't get much benefit. But I think that ultimately, the resistance pathways, for example, in the androgen pathway, eventually drive patients to be potentially very good candidates for chemotherapy. And I think that there will continue to be chemotherapy use in advanced prostate cancer.
So again, the patient getting first-line docetaxel does not respond, progresses. Today.
Yeah, I switch them to an alternative therapy typically, like abiraterone or MDV-3100.
Aller?
I certainly do the same. I agree with William that I don't think that the chemotherapy is going away. One thing I did want to mention about these trials, I think it's important. In each of the Proselica and Fresana trials, you're using a contemporary regimen as the comparator group. And we're using cabazitaxel or we're using docetaxel at appropriate doses. One of the things that we have to be aware of when it comes to the original docetaxel, the standard of care, which was very appropriate at that time, was mitoxantrone. But when we're looking at CYP-T, we're talking about Frovange. When we're looking at the abiraterone, we're talking about prednisone. When we're looking at the enzalutamide, we're talking about placebo. And the things I'd like to applaud about this particular set of trials is they're using contemporary standards as a comparator arm. And I think that's where we need to go, because we got a whole bunch of trials right now still using placebo or this or that, And that's not where the field is.
So again, for practical purposes, though, you've got a patient who gets docetaxel first line with symptomatic disease, does not respond.
Well, I think that the enzalutamide abiraterone ought to be tried. And at the same time, I think you're still going to be looking at cabazitaxel down the line, or clinical trial, as Susan said, which is always an appropriate choice.
Tom?
Today, abiraterone, and I think it's important to remember that while we're not supposed to compare, the response rates on these newer agents are as good or better than chemotherapy. So the notion that it won't work for me because I didn't respond to bicalutamide is just wrong. And I reassure my patients that whether you look at measurable disease responses, PSA responses, or pain responses, these highly active androgen signaling inhibitors are as good or better than chemo.
Same approach if the patient had a good response and then progresses?
With docetaxel? I still think I'd try Abby. I will eventually come back with chemotherapy, and we could talk about rechallenge with docetaxel or cabazi. To me, that's a second-order decision in a responder. But I think today I would be trying Abby first and then saving chemo for later. In a couple of weeks, that might be enzalutamide.
Dan?
I agree with Tom. I think that if somebody's progressing on docetaxel, unless they've had a really initially good response to their first treatment, I would tend to go to Abby. My question is, as you go on these subsequent treatments, should you continue Abby? Because unlike an antiandrogen where you have an antiandrogen withdrawal effect, whether you are stopping Abby at that particular point, are you putting fuel on the fire by allowing a release of testosterone within the cells and then repeat synthesis? So I think that's a really important question. Is that going to worsen or improve your response to other treatments?
What's your answer right now?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
What do you do?
I stop it because that's what we traditionally have done, but we don't have a good answer from a clinical trial.
So Matt, again, patient doesn't have a good response to docetaxel. What's your next move?
Very difficult to roll that patient over onto a second-line chemotherapy, depending on how many cycles he's had. So given to the availability of abiraterone acetate and enzalutamide are welcome, so that you give a chance to use a better-tolerated treatment before going on to cabazitaxel.
Any thoughts about Dan's question about continuing Abby?
It's a great question. The phase 3 clinical trials were designed to stop at clinical progression. So that's what we know and not more. It certainly is an open question as to whether continuing treatment would be preferable. There are, of course, major concerns about potential additive toxicities in combination with other therapies. There's tremendous cost involved. Payers will have an opinion about this for sure. And I don't think we can at the present time recommend doing so.
Tom?
So I just want to point out that the PREVAIL trial, which is the pre-chemo study of enzalutamide, does actually allow continuation of enzalutamide past progression. It's not going to be a randomized comparison of progression versus non, so it's not going to give us a definitive answer, but it'll give us some preliminary data on this concept. There's clearly some economic toxicity to doing that.